7:55. Kyle Malin is the editor of the MERS newsletter. Did you hear our conversation with Jody Washington?
No, I didn't. I was actually writing my column this week for the City Pulse, which actually is kind of interesting.
Well, she talked about she believes there's dysfunction with the Lansing City Council, saying that there are several members who don't attend meetings, don't do their homework, during the meetings are texting, and in some instances have been in a backroom eating pizza during some of the meetings. And also, Kyle, she said that there'll be members fighting for a concession on an issue. They'll get the concession and then all of a sudden just drop it. So it leads to dysfunction, and then you will hear the mayor making comments to them that belittles them. So we're back to this dysfunction issue when it comes to not only the Lansing City Council, but its relation to the mayor's and his administration.
That's an interesting take. I mean, at the Lansing City Council meetings I attend, sometimes I do find myself texting, and I certainly would like a pizza in some instances. Well, they can get a little... And get a little dry. I mean, I can appreciate her frustration. I mean, being on the city council and being new, I think she'd like to probably see things run more in a chip-chop manner. But I think those are issues that need to be brought up when those particular city council people are up for re-election. And, if she wants to bring those issues out and people don't want to bring them back on, then, the voters have a chance to do so. I think that in any legislative body, though, you're going to get different mixes of personalities, and there's going to be kind of a toxic mix sometimes, and folks aren't going to get along necessarily with each other, and they're going to take the job a little differently than someone else. And being new, I think Jody is definitely taking it a lot more serious than maybe other people on the council have been there before. But I think that's more of a team-building exercise that I think these folks need to participate in and get over the 4-4, 5-3, Virge Venero versus Carol Wood stuff. And really, I think it's long overdue that there's a team-building approach with the 8 members on the city council.
All right, Kyle, I've got about 30 seconds. Tell us about your column in the City Pulse.
Oh, well, we've got an interesting situation in Lansing Township where the supervisor candidate, John Mitchell, is sending out flyers across the township crying foul because his opponent, the current treasurer, withdrew from the treasurer's race at the last minute to run against him and put her son in her stead to run for treasurer. And since she was running unopposed, he's now running unopposed and has a clear shot to the job. He's crying nepotism.
All right, so we will call you back, Kyle, see if we can get you on to talk some state politics for tomorrow. Thanks so much, my friend.
Sounds good.